Good morning, everyone. Bang, bang. Gold hit $2,400 over the last 24 hours, which is a new all-time high price for the precious metal. Most of you would not expect me to cover gold, given my interest in Bitcoin, but I think there are a few things worth calling out related to the recent rise in gold. First, when the price of gold rises, most people will point to existing geopolitical turmoil as the main driver. In a Reuters article this morning, Ashita Shiva Prasad writes, quote, safe haven gold prices hit an all-time high on Friday, on track for a fourth straight weekly gain as geopolitical risk in the Middle East and economic concerns about China spurred robust demand. There is potential for more upside in prices and central bank purchases and as demand for safe haven assets rise with growing anxiety among investors about geopolitical conflicts escalating, said Ricardo Evangelista, senior analyst at Active Trades. End quote. Now, it's not crazy to think that existing geopolitical events could be driving some of the price movement, but the question is whether the entire price movement could be explained by these issues, which have been going on for months now. That seems unlikely. Joseph Wang, who runs FedGuy.com, has a different hypothesis. Joseph says, quote, gold's still surging, kind of concerning. Maybe someone is preparing for a big geopolitical move as they know they'll lose their dollars and euros after the fact, end quote. Now, that's eye-opening because the seizure of your central bank assets are now a going concern for all foreign nations who step on the toes of the United States. Castle Island's Nick Carter explained it well by responding to Wang with the following commentary. Quote, interesting thesis. For sure, there's no going back after 2022. Anyone that offends the U.S. knows that their foreign currency reserves are getting frozen. New era. End quote. A new era is a great description. Now, the seizure of central bank assets may not fully explain the price appreciation either. Meb Faber, the founder of Cambria Funds, pointed out recently that gold's performance in a portfolio will be quite shocking for most people. He says, quote, here's a crazy stat that no one will believe. The universal investment benchmark is the 60-40 portfolio of stocks and bonds. What if you replace the bonds entirely with gold? Crazy, right? Turns out it makes no difference. Then if you widen the timeline to 100 years, the results are similar. Actually, in both cases, stocks and gold outperform stocks and bonds, both from 1973 to today and from 1928 till today. So for me personally, I love narrative violations. This one won't sit well with the traditional financial advisor crowd that preaches a classic 60-40 portfolio, but data is data. The best counterargument to putting gold in stocks instead of bonds in stocks is that the bonds will pay yield along the way, while gold does not. But before all of you think I've gone all in on gold, which I own exactly $0 of, I'll remind you that digital gold, aka Bitcoin, has been a much better investment over the last 15 years. For example, Bitcoin Archive on Twitter pointed out that $1 invested in Bitcoin in 2009 is now worth a whopping $91 million, but $1 invested in gold in 2009 is now worth $2. Just as Bitcoin's increase in price during January and February of this year probably was an early warning sign of incoming hot inflation, the current rise in gold may be telling us more about the future than the current geopolitical situation. This will be an interesting development to watch. Hope all of you have a great end to your week, and I'll talk to everyone on Monday.